The Czech Finance Ministry will sue members of the country's government that in 2000 oversaw takeover of the collapsing IPB bank. President Barack Obama has pushed through the temporary appointment of Norman Eisen to the post of U.S. ambassador to Prague. And researchers from Brno's Masaryk University have left on a two-month expedition in Antarctica. The Czech Finance Ministry will sue members of the country's government that in 2000 oversaw takeover of the collapsing IPB bank by another bank, ČSOB, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek told reporters on Thursday. Mr. Kalousek said that in 2000 the cabinet concluded a deal with the ČSOB bank that damaged the Czech Republic and eventually meant that the country lost on Wednesday a 33.3 billion crown claim against ČSOB. The Czech finance minister said a lawsuit would be filed against all but one of the ministers in the cabinet headed by Miloš Zeman, along with the then head of the Czech central bank Josef Tošovský and the former trustee in bankruptcy of the IPB bank Petr Staněk. U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday took the rare step of bypassing Congress to push through the temporary appointment of Norman Eisen to the post of U.S. ambassador to Prague. The president was able to make the appointment for a 12-month period due to the fact that the U.S. Congress is now in recess. Norman Eisen had worked as an assistant to the president on ethics and government reform since the beginning of his term in January 2009. His nomination to the post of U.S. ambassador to Prague was blocked by Republican Senator Charles Grassley in September. The post of the U.S. ambassador to Prague has been unoccupied since the departure of Richard Graeber in January 2009. Analysts say the long vacancy was damaging Czech-U.S. relations. Researchers from Brno's Masaryk University set out on Thursday on a two-month expedition to the Johann Gregor Mendel Polar Station on Antarctica's James Ross Island. A university spokeswoman said the 11-member team included climatologists, geologists, and ornithologists. The experts are bringing new equipment to the station, which should allow for international scientists to take part in future research there. The expedition should reach its destination by the 5th of January. The university-run station opened in 2006 and was named after the Moravian botanist Johann Gregor Mendel. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Freezing temperatures will continue until the end of the year, with overcast skies and snow in places. Daytime highs should range between minus 9 and minus 3 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.